Welcome to the new podcast series by Curare Europe and its brands for high-tech glass interlayer solutions, Trossifol and Century Glass. With this podcast, we aim to give you practical knowledge and inspiration on all aspects of glass and architecture. What new design possibilities do laminated safety glass solutions offer? And how can our innovative interlayer solutions help improve the acoustics and climate in buildings? With experts from Curare, we tackle current topics, both practically and in dialogue. We hope you enjoy this episode and get inspired.
Welcome to our new podcast episode. My name is Christoph Troska and I'm leading the global new market development team at Curare. Today, we would like to talk about a serious topic. Every year, millions of birds are killed by building collisions, and the numbers are increasing. So today, we will be discussing how intelligent glass design can prevent these collisions and therefore help to protect these beautiful creatures. For this topic, we have with Jochen Regenauer, who is leading the EMEA High Performance Product Team at Curare. Thanks for being here with us today.
Christoph, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Jochen, before we get to how building glazings can be made more bird-friendly, I have a quick question to start with. Why has there been such an increase in the number of birds colliding with glass facades in recent years?
Christoph, this is a real tragic development. Just to give you an overview about that. According to the current research study by the NABU Association, 100 million birds died last year after colliding with buildings, and that is only in Germany. 100 million is a large percentage, but of 500 million domestic and 500 million migratory birds crossing Germany. And Germany is just one example in the world. There are similar studies from other countries.
Well, that means 10% of the entire population in just 1 year? That's a surprisingly huge amount. What is the reason for this alarming trend?
So one reason is clearly that the cities are absolutely developing and spreading. So it's not only on the underground, it's also towards the sky. The quality of existing natural habitats for birds has really degraded. Stopover locations for migrating birds are becoming smaller and much, much more fragmented.
Mm-hmm. And with the trends towards taller buildings, there are more obstacles for migratory birds?
Exactly, Christoph. But the height of the building alone is not generally a problem for the birds. The problem is really the usage of glass in modern building design that has completely changed through the years.
And with the development of curtain wall systems, buildings with a completely glazed facade are something of a new architectural standard?
Indeed, it is. It is a new architectural standard. And we all love these kind of buildings with their lightness, elegance, and also transparency. But this exactly makes it really dangerous for the birds. Large area glazing of modern buildings doesn't have the visible structures of traditional buildings many years before. So there are no frames, there are no supporting structures, or even visible external insect screens. So these often reflect surroundings such as the sky or in lower levels, especially green areas, trees, for example.
Okay, and that really means that these windows are completely invisible to birds?
Yes, in fact, Christoph. Mirrored panes of the glass are the most dangerous for birds. One example is the Post Tower in Bonn. It's a beautiful building which is really shiny and has a completely glazed facade. However, this building is really known not only for its beauty but also for the huge numbers of birds that crashed into it every year. In other applications, the transparency of the glazing is also problematic. You know, skywalks connecting buildings, glass walls around the planted areas, or windows which are designed for the edge glazing. That is looking like an open flight passage for the birds that indeed is a death for many of them. Yeah.
I see. So glass in architecture really does pose many dangers to birds, meaning there really is a need for improvement in terms of bird-friendly architecture.
Absolutely. Preventing bird collisions with buildings is not only really an animal welfare issue. And of course, if we're talking about sustainability approaches, it doesn't fit really. And that is a real demand of modern architecture design.
I agree. I think the sight of dead birds on the way to work in the morning is something we can definitely do without. So what can architects do to prevent this?
Christoph, there are many ways really to start with the design of a building and their surroundings. One possibility is really to avoid having these huge green areas and trees directly to the surrounding of the buildings. Green areas could be separated from a building by a wider strip of pathing, for example. Another way could be to integrate living walls into a facade. Many modern buildings already using a planting of the outside facade. But there are more effective options that also interfere less with the architectural design. One solution we are working on is changing design of the glazing.
And what glass design options you and your team have developed to become more bird friendly?
So, Christoph, for non-transparent glass applications, opaque and translucent glass could be a real solution. For example, in balustrades, bicycle stands, or underground parking entrances. In facades, that is completely different. There's another solution definitely available. As mentioned before, mirrored glass is one of the greatest dangers for birds. Glass with less than 15% reflection can reduce the change of bird collision in some cases. However, I personally think this is not sufficient at all. It depends on the combination of the new design possibilities.
What could such a bird-friendly design look like?
Oh, Christoph, there are many options available. Linear patterns as dot patterns are well-established solutions for preventing bird collisions. Together with our partners in research as well as the glass industry, we have tested many options. And the outcome is our Bird Secure program.
What is special about Bird Secure Interlayer and how does the solution work?
We work with two layers of our Trozifol or Sentry glass. The bird-proof motif, for example, is a dot pattern. It's printed on one layer and covered with a clear layer and afterwards laminated, and then you're getting a laminated safety glass. The printed interlayers create extremely durable and highly effective bird-friendly glass design. And the crystal colored film stands out very well against most backgrounds. And the most important thing, it's really easy to see for the birds.
You mentioned earlier that you also test your solution with partners in research. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh yes, we work together with the ABC Institute in US. Field tests would be the most meaningful, but this is really hardly feasible. That is why the research team has developed a method called the tunnel test.
Okay, and what is a tunnel test?
Oh, Christoph, the tunnel test is the most effective one and the gentlest way for the birds. Two different glass samples are attached to the tunnel exit. White birds are then brought into the tunnel. Cameras record their behavior, and we see how effective the different patterns are. After one flight, birds are released back into the nature, and for sure they are completely unharmed. Using the tunnel test, we found the most effective design for our Bird Secure program.
And what does the design look like?
So, Christoph, it's a black dot design. It's an 8mm dot black design, and the surface is covered with 28%. So we still have a high transparency in the glass facade. And by the way, if you're standing in front of such a building, it's just perceivable. And the most important thing is it's really easily visible for the birds, and it helps preventing collisions with birds almost entirely.
That sounds like an excellent solution. Jochen, we are almost at the end of today's podcast episode, and I have really enjoyed talking to you. I have one last question before we wrap up today. Where can our listeners find more information about the Bird Secure solution from Kurerei?
So, Christoph, thanks a lot. There are two options available. The one is you can go to our homepage, and then you can have a look to the Bird Secure brochure. And on the other hand, you can straightforward go to the ABC Institute, and therefore it's also in detail described how effective is our new Bird Secure product. And you can see there also the threat level. And if you want to have more specific questions, my team and I are happy to answer your queries about the Bird Secure solutions. So please don't hesitate to give us a call.
Thank you very much for the really interesting discussion and the useful information.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found this podcast useful and that you now know more about the innovative interlayer solutions that Trossifol and SentryGlass offer you for your architectural and engineering projects. For more information, please contact our technical service or look at our website at trossifol.com. And don't forget to tune in again next time for more information on CuraRay's glass interlayer brands Trossifol and SentryGlass. See you then!